A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, "Thus you shall say to your master, Thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me." And so he continues from here, and go and read this for yourself. The Lord's words concerning the terrible threats of the most powerful king in the world at the time, the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, an evil man making threats against God's people, in fact against God himself. And this is what the Lord says through Isaiah: "He has blasphemed me." You need to look at the source of the threats that you constantly hear, the fears that the devil whispers into your mind. What is the source? What is the aim? Is it to get you closer to God or further from him? And so, as was told the servants of God throughout the Bible, if they were serving the Lord, they were constantly told not to fear. Even the courageous Joshua was told, "Do not fear, be courageous." The Lord Jesus, when he found the cowering disciples behind locked doors, his first words, "Peace be with you." In other words, don't be afraid. Often we miss out on great blessings because we shrivel up in our fear. Now, it wasn't the end of the matter. It's not that, therefore, there was a sudden victory for Israel. Instead, there was still another threat from King Sennacherib. It was even worse now. He says in verse 12, "Have the gods of the nations whom I have destroyed, have they been able to deliver them? And therefore your God will not be able to deliver you either." But again, Hezekiah knows where his source of help is. He has heard it from God's man. He shared it with him. Now he takes this message, it's written in a letter, and he spreads it out in verse 14 in the house of the Lord and asks God, starting with who God is. And go and read from verse 15 the prayer of King Hezekiah. This was his greatest height of spirituality, you could say, because he was humbled before God. He threw himself upon God. Later on, unfortunately, Hezekiah has some mishaps because he thought a bit more of his own plans. But here, he knows God is his help. Unginika kuNkulunkulu kuphela kulendawo. Ucela ukuthi kube uyena ozomnqobela uSatan. And so he seeks God's victory. Are you busy seeking God's victory, laying it out before him, or are you trying to get victory in your own strength?